The San Francisco Bay Trail South Beach Mission Bay Audio Tour. The Ramatush Experience. Long before the Bay Bridge stretched from here to what we now call Yerba Buena Island, before Treasure Island, just north of that, even existed, the land you're on now was marsh wetlands where people played, fished, relaxed, and practiced diligent caretaking of the sacred land that gave them so much. Here is Greg Castro, a member of the Ramatush people, reflecting on the local native experience through the years.
When Portola, which was the first European expedition into the area, walked up to the top, what they now call Sweeney Ridge, and looked over, and for the first time, Europeans saw the bay. And what they also saw was smoke billowing up from hundreds of villages all around the bay from that perspective. So it was well populated at that time. And then all kinds of people flooded in. And wherever they encountered Native people during those first several decades of the state, most of the time it involved massacres. When the Americans came, that's when it became super dangerous because they out and out said they just wanted to kill us. And that led for a lot of the Ohlone people to go into hiding and for virtually all the Ramatush people to leave the area. Many of them went to other parts of the state, intermarried with other tribal communities or hid within the Hispanic community, intermarried with them in many cases. Here in Yalamu, that happened early on, where the mission that was established here, Mission Dolores, took in all the Yalamu people and were dying in huge numbers. They were being replenished by other Native people. It was dangerous to be Native. Our Ramatush culture was almost totally eradicated. There's only a little bit of our language left. None of our customs, we're still looking. So we don't have any of our songs, stories, ceremonies, traditions. Those are real people. Thousands of years of legacy that got snuffed out. It's not a matter of guilt or blame. It's awareness because it directly impacts how things are today and how we're treated today. Hopefully, everybody knows that it's a good idea to treat the land you're on with respect. We already know the trouble we're in with climate change, with wildfires here in California, directly tied to how people treated the land. To us, this land is a relative. Yalamu is a relative. It's not a physical possession. It's a living thing, and it's been treated with a lot of disrespect over the years, and we're here to share our knowledge that maybe some of that respect will come back. The idea of naming places in our honor is a little odd. We use the word performative, and now today we're getting land acknowledgement requests almost daily. Think about how a land acknowledgement impacts the work you're doing, whatever that work is. So in that sense, there's that connection between our ancient bond and relationship to this place and how people feel about it now. Whether it's their place they were born or their adopted hometown, they feel this connection to San Francisco. And even that tiny little bit is enough to connect them to how we might feel in over tens of thousands of years of connection to this place. And that's really what we want.
To learn more about the purpose of land acknowledgments, a formal statement that recognizes and respects Indigenous peoples as stewards of the land, visit ramatush.org. And parts of Ramatush culture remain visible today. Along this tour, walk on the south side of King Street between 3rd and 4th Streets, and you'll see 104 small brass plaques in the sidewalk engraved with known Ramatush words.